It seems appropriate at the beginning of the holiday season to haul out the holly, like the song from the musical MAME goes. Not the stuff that grows on trees, but the old theater undergoing a slow transformation into a performing arts center in Medford. The Holly Theater opened in 1930, closed as a movie theater in 1986, and just sat there, stripped and leaking, for years. The JPR Foundation bought it a few years ago. It ended up conveyed to a new organization called Jefferson Live, and the Holly is now being spruced up in the hope of giving Medford another major theater. Let's get a progress report. Randy McKay is the executive director of Jefferson Live and our guest once again in the studio. Welcome back to The Exchange.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Haven't talked to you since the big Jim Belushi event in late summer, and thanks for helping get him on the air. We spent an hour with Jim Belushi. How did that event go?
It went really well. He, of course, is a phenomenal performer, and he has a world-class band with him. So it was just a great, fun evening. But it was a sold-out event at Edenvale Winery. Over 2,000 people out there having a good old party. And it raised a significant amount of money for the theater, as well as changed the profile of the project in the community. I think a lot more people heard about it because of that event and because of his involvement.
There are certainly 2,000 people who may or may not have heard about the Holly before, but aware of it now for the Jim Belushi thing.
Right.
$60,000, is that what I heard it cleared?
Correct, yes. It's really expensive to produce an event where there is no venue. And so when you have to build a theater to do a show, which is essentially what had to happen for an event of that scale, it's really costly. So it didn't bring in as much cash directly to the project as you may have imagined, but it's had a great effect on our fundraising since.
Speaking of which, then, I noticed a couple of recent developments. Susie and Robert Given. Tell us about who they are and why they're being so nice to the Holly Project.
Well, Susie and Robert Given live here in the Green Springs area of the Rogue Valley, and Robert owns a CPA firm in Southern California. And so when they moved to the area a number of years ago, they began getting very involved in the community here. And after the Belushi event, they called us and said, you know, we're really interested in the Holly. We'd love a tour just to learn more about it. And I don't think we made it through the full tour before they were asking how they could get involved. And along with a gift from the Harry and Yvonne Lennart Charitable Foundation, which Robert also manages, they donated a substantial sum, $100,000, toward the Holly Restoration Project, and specifically for the new second floor lobby and event space in the theater, the Given Lennart Event Gallery. And that space is going to be really, I think, integral to the theater when it reopens, not only when you've got over 1,000 people in the venue needing a little bit more mix and mingle space and place to enjoy their drinks or whatever at intermission, but even when the auditorium itself isn't in use, it gives a lot more flexibility to the building for other uses. So you could, for instance, have a dinner there. There's formal dining for 120 or over 200 people for a smaller event space. If you wanted to have a business meeting or a training session or a Rotary party, or, you know, just for example, there.
You're dropping a few names here.
So those kinds of things are now possible because of that new space on the second floor that wasn't originally part of the Holly itself. It's inside the building, but it was all office space that couldn't be accessed from the main auditorium portion of the building until now.
That was the next question, was what that space had been before. So these are office spaces on the front of the building, on the street side of the building?
Correct. So all the building was very well designed for diversified income streams during the Depression. So there are four storefronts on the main floor, all a series of five offices on the second floor, another four on the third floor. And the second floor space, we just decided we really needed more room there. So those are all being combined into one large lobby and event space on the second floor.
All right. So you didn't replace the old crying room that existed in the theater?
No, that is still there as of today. I don't know that it'll be a crying room. It's in an awkward location if Junior is unhappy and down there in the front row. It's going to take you a while to get up there.
But it was called the crying room because that's where you're supposed to take your crying babies, and you can still hear the movie but not be heard.
Absolutely. It was a great idea, just not a particularly well-chosen location.
Randy McKay's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive director of Jefferson Live, in charge of the Holly Theater renovation in Medford. Join us with your questions and comments for him at 800-838-3760 on the phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So a lot of folks came out for the unveiling of the facade renovation. What actually has gone on and is going on inside at the moment?
Most of what's happening now is behind-the-scenes work, so it's work with our engineers, with our architects, developing the final plans for the building. However, about a month and a half ago, we started work on the entry foyer. We wanted to give folks an opportunity to see what the Holly really was meant to look like, because so little of what was originally designed from 1930 is still evident in the building. And that work will be wrapped up here in a couple of weeks, by mid to late December. But it included some accidental finds. We tore out a wall that didn't belong and discovered original decorative paint designs. We've had our friends at Evergreen Architectural Arts come out and take a look at that. If you haven't run across Evergreen, I highly recommend looking them up online. They do most of the restoration work for almost every theater restoration project and cathedral restoration project in the country, and their paint designs are stunning. So they're helping us recreate that original paint design. We're remilling the original really wild carpet from the theater. That'll be in there as well, and original light fixtures are currently in Portland being refurbished. So that whole area in the entry will really look like it originally was designed, and give kind of a sense of what the rest of the building could look like. Not everybody has the ability to take a look at that rustic building and see it for what it will be when it's finished.
So you give them a place to walk in from the out, you know, to get the nice fancy front now, and then you walk right in and you see the nice foyer and think, okay, well, there's a nice theater here. And you can convince a few people to make the rest of it nice as you go along.
Right, right. Write a check before you leave and we'll finish the rest.
When you talked about opening up walls and things like that, I mean, had you gotten to the point where you thought the Holly had already revealed all of its secrets?
You kind of know on a project like this that there are going to be some interesting finds. That just always seems to happen. But we had no idea that any of the original paint design from the lobby still existed. So that was a really wonderful find, because we have photos of it, but that doesn't tell you anything about color design. They're all black and white. So that was really helpful for us to be able to dig that paint back up.
Yeah, and I noticed the use of the term paint forensics here. I mean, why does there need to be so much investigation?
Well, the goal of this project is to return the building to the original 1930 look and feel. And unfortunately, as usually happens in these historic buildings, there have been a lot of changes, modifications over the time. Everything's been painted over five or six times. So determining what was originally the design is not a simple task. The folks from Evergreen have gone through and taken paint chip samples of virtually every surface in the building, thrown them under microscopes to determine which layer is actually the original and what those colors were, because they fade so much over time.
That was the surprising thing to me, is they really do transform over time, very unstable elements in there.
Exactly. The paint from 1930... the colorants weren't very stable, so what might appear to be bright orange now may once have been a very deep red. You never know. And so they really, and in fact, most of our ceiling looks like it's dark green, but in fact, it was brushed copper. So it was copper, raw copper powder brushed onto the ceiling. Very metallic, very shiny, but now it looks kind of like somebody went through with a bunch of crayons and scribbled green on it. And so there are things that you would never have known without that forensic analysis.
Wow, that's some pretty amazing work. Randy McKay, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the Jefferson Live Executive Director, talking about the Holly Theater in Medford. So after the Given family gift, and that's a great name, by the way, you got another big one, I understand.
Yes, Asante joined the Holly restoration team with a $50,000 gift, specifically for ensuring that the building is ADA accessible. So
Americans with Disabilities Act.
Exactly. So that if you are confined to a wheelchair or have some mobility issues or other things, that you're able to access this beautiful 1930s building, which of course was never designed with accessibility in mind. And it's always a challenge when you're working on an older building like that to find ways to fit those accessibility features into the building, and not have them be incredibly inconvenient for the person that has to utilize them. And I think our architects have done a great job of making that really very accessible space. And with the help of Asante, that'll be some of the features that'll be installed in the building. We'll be re-ramping some of the stairways. We'll be building wheelchair accessible seating locations in the auditorium, widening doorways, things like that.
Is there an elevator involved here? Was there an elevator in the building originally?
There was never an elevator in the building. There will be. That's a project outside of the Asante gift, but it certainly will allow access to all the public floors of the theater when the project is finished and the theater reopens.
So speaking of elevators, give us the elevator and money and how far you, what the top floor is and what floor you're on now.
Wow. Well, in terms of the full restoration, it's a $4.3 million project, and we are just shy of the halfway mark. So we're somewhere in the $2 plus million range. Got a ways to go because I committed myself in the media a couple of weeks ago to having the theater open by late 2017, which means by this time next year we have to be in construction. So we've got some fundraising to do over the next few months.
You know, I can imagine this is a bit like running for political office, you know, sitting down during a large portion of every day and making calls and requests and sending out emails and snail mails and all that stuff.
Yes, and luckily I'm not the only one raising that, or we'd be talking about opening sometime in the next millennium. But we've got a great team of folks who are out there talking to people every day about the Holly, and that's really important. Seeing is believing, and taking a tour of the theater is really one of the best ways to show not only what the building will be, but what it can do and what it can do for the community when it reopens.
It sounds like Susie and Robert Given got a private tour, but how well attended have the regular tours been? And they're the first Saturday of the month, is that right?
First Saturday of every month, 11 to 1 o'clock. There's a new tour every half hour. The last one leaves at 1. So I believe December 5th is the next Saturday tour. Those are really well attended most of the time. We're getting colder now, so it's a little less comfortable to wander through the building, but we'll hand you hot coffee or hot cocoa to carry on your way through, and it usually doesn't become an icicle until about the end of the tour, so it's a pretty good option. But they're a lot of fun. We not only talk about the history of the building and show you what it used to look like, which is not easy to tell without a docent guiding you through some of the key features, but also what you can expect to experience there when you come back, the programming that you can see there, and how it will affect the neighborhood and the fortunes of our corner of downtown Medford and the Rogue Valley economy.
So let me leap ahead, since you brought that up. Parking. There is no major parking structure, certainly adjacent to the Holly Theater. So what are you looking at for that down the road?
Nothing adjacent to the Holly Theater. Unfortunately for us, we're in a very quiet corner of downtown where very little currently happens. I can't wait until there is a parking problem down there, because that'll mean we've helped restore some of the vitality of the neighborhood. But to answer your question, until about 2 weeks ago, there was a parking lot just down the street from us, but now they're building on it, so it's a little further afield. But there is a large parking lot directly behind us. It's owned by the Educational Service District, but we have permission to use it on evenings and weekends when they don't need it, which is when theater will be programming. And there are three parking garages within 4 blocks of us, one just 2 blocks away, another one 3 blocks away, and one down a little further, 4 blocks away, and a lot of street parking in that neighborhood. So there's ample parking, but I guess I would remind folks that there's always many other places that have parking challenges that still manage to make assembly work. Brit not being the least of those examples. Mm-hmm. It's a place that a lot of people go to, even though it's a little hard to find your parking and make your way there.
Yeah, that's true, especially since nobody allows, there's very little on-street parking in Jacksonville around the Brit Festival grounds. It seems like once you get a couple of gifts, you get, things snowball a bit. Is that a fair assessment of what happens?
That's generally how it works. The first few really break the ice for others to come in. And when an organization like Asante gets involved, they very carefully research the gifts that they make. And so that really helps to give permission to others. And when private parties like the Givens give a gift that large, it really shows their commitment to their community and is in a way a challenge to others to step up to the plate and join them in that venture.
We have about a minute left with Randy McKay. Let's take a call from Jim in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, very quick question. I used to have an apartment on Laurel, early 60s, worked at Harry and David. We'd do things there in the Holly. What in the heck was the initial heating and ventilation system in that place? And that's going to be a problem, I would think.
Ah, HVAC. Thanks for that big question, Jim. Appreciate it.
Well, I actually love that question. It shows the ingenuity of the designers of that building. Underneath the stage is a giant squirrel cage fan. It's down below grade, so in a hot Rogue Valley summer day, it can take the cool air from down there and pump it out into the auditorium. And there's also a boiler and a series of radiators there to warm the air in the winter and do the same thing. We had central heat and air in the Holly before it was really ever invented, and it was because the theater was the first in the region designed for sound film. They needed to find a way to keep the auditorium quiet yet comfortable, and radiators clanging and banging and hissing are not quiet. So they really were very inventive in coming up with ways to heat and cool that building. Those, of course, don't meet current code, so we'll be installing modern, you know, HVAC systems in the building, so it'll be, you know, the height of comfort in today's standards. But they were really very smart and inventive in their use of limited technology to create a really comfortable environment there.
Well, it was state-of-the-art for its time and will be something like state-of-the-art again once it's open. And as you have just promised everybody, by late 2017, you're
exactly.
Going to get them.
Please send your checks.
All right. Randy McKay is the executive director of Jefferson Live, in charge of the Holly Theater Restoration Project in Medford. The next tour, as we mentioned, between 11 and 1 on Saturday, December 5th, we figure. All right. Randy McKay, always good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck with the continued efforts to get the doors open at the Holly Theater.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.